Welcome to a special edition of Marketplace Kingdom, the podcast series from the Empowerment Institute and One Rock Strategics. Our ongoing purpose is to provide you with biblical perspectives and practical strategies for understanding the times and advancing God's kingdom right where you are. We're committed to presenting thought-provoking conversation and encouragement by bringing you guests who share their own stories and insights on being authentically Christian and demonstrating Christ's love and lordship in their own professional and personal spheres of influence. We want to share ideas that you can use to bring Christ's redeeming and transforming power to your world in your day-to-day lives. I'm DJ Swanger, and my co-host is Pastor Dave Huizinga. Whether you're listening here in the U.S. or anywhere around the world, we're glad you're with us. Dave, this is a special edition of our Marketplace Kingdom podcast, and we're going to tell people about an upcoming trip that we're taking.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
How does it end up that we're going to take this to Kenya?
Only by God's tremendous grace, right? The long story begins in Kenya about 25 years ago. And the short version of that is one of the men in our church here in Savage, Minnesota, at Bridgewood Church, a young man who lived in Tala, Kenya, probably 30 years ago now, and he got set on fire by Jesus. And he owned a little tire shop in Tala, Kenya, and it was just a little teeny hole-in-the-wall garage by American standards, but by Kenyan standards, it was sufficient, right, and wonderful and powerful. And the Lord hit him, and so he started standing in the town square during his lunch break, and he would tell people about Jesus. He would stand up and preach. And crowds of people would come and just listen to him preach. And then a church began. And on Sundays, crowds of people would come and just listen to him preach. Then after they would preach at their church on Sunday morning, he would walk with a friend of his to villages all over, to the north, the south, and east, and the west. And he would preach in villages all around Tala. And churches started to form. And then my friend, the preacher, got into the lottery that sent him and his wife and his four kids to the United States. And they ended up in the Minneapolis area. And he did not have a high school degree, but he worked hard. And he's worked hard for the last 25 years. He's made a strong living working in the printing industry. He's started a church here in U.S. So about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, he started coming to the church I now pastor. And we as a church developed this relationship with the church he started in Tala, Kenya. And now they are a sister church of ours. And what has happened since he left his church in Kenya is that mother church now has over 30 daughter churches. And so they're conquering all the villages around the city of Tala with their own autonomous churches. They all have their own pastors. And they're all trained in Tala at the mother church. And once a year, they come to the mother church. And once a year, for the last 3 years, the church I'm pastoring has sent a team to join this church in Tala in bringing Christ to the region and at the conference that they have, the annual conference. It's pretty exciting. So many things have happened in this Tala church. The name of their church is Tala Redeemed Gospel Church. And Bishop Nelson Ngutu is the pastor there. He was a friend of my friend, David Kuino, and took over when David left. And this church has had such a profound impact on the city of Tala that many of the businesses are owned by people in the church. The town council attends the church. The leaders of the hospital attend the church. The trucking industry attend the church. The school leaders attend this church. Someone who owns the water distribution plant attends the church. And they are reaching and reaching and reaching beyond themselves with the gospel of Jesus Christ in ways that are absolutely unique. So, for instance, one of the church members owns a hotel, and the staff of the hotel every morning has a worship time, and they get together before the hotel opens, and the staff worships and sings and reads the word together and grows, and then they go about their day. This is how the leaders of these businesses interact with their employees. They unashamedly are children of the King. They don't fight that. They bring Christ into every aspect of their lives. The spread of this church has gone into such areas as the problem with widows. When a man dies and he's married and he has children, that man's wife is considered his property, and when he is no longer there, she has no rights to anything that the husband owned. And everything he has, his house, his money, is turned over to his family, to his parents. And so the widow is often just kicked out and walking the street, trying to find a place to live, looking for a job, her and the kids. And it happens again and again and again. And so this church is ministering to hundreds of widows, and the greater church with the 30 daughter churches to 600 widows. And they're training them and teaching them how to hold jobs, how to start companies, how to raise goats and hogs and chickens, and even start restaurants and become people of gainful employment. And this church is training and teaching widows to change society so that they are no longer just a drain and or turning to prostitution, but becoming a viable part of society. So that's how awesome this church is. So you, Don, and I, and your son, and nine other people, plus a couple businessmen who run a water purification plant, we're all going. And we're going to teach at this conference. We're going to walk the streets of Tala. We're going to be farmed out to all the daughter churches on Sunday. We're going to bring them this message of an assurance and encouragement that the Lord Jesus Christ calls us as a church to move out of the walls of our church into the marketplace. And we're going to bring some of the teaching that the Lord has given us. We're going to teach them the ministry of prayer and how to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to learn from them, right? We'll make this connection. We're also going to see what the Lord is doing so that we will be able to participate in touching more and more and more lives in Kenya. So this is what we're doing. We're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I know we are too. We couldn't be more geeked about going to Africa, about going and spending time in these churches and in homes with these folks and really sharing this message of the kingdom in the streets. Not so much teaching it as releasing and talking and seeing how it can gain traction and how it has already gained traction there.
Yes.
You know, the way Christians in the business arena and Christians in the education arena there are transforming the culture and bringing new levels of prosperity to the city.
Yes. We're going into an area, into a church that understands a lot of what we've been teaching. And maybe we can do a podcast while we're there, right? One of the things we hope is to bring encouragement to the rest of the world that this message works, that mobilizing people into their spheres of influence does change the environment and does shift cities and regions.
Yes. Yes. Well, Dave, this is going out to our listeners just before we're leaving. Listeners, when you hear this message, will be preparing to leave the country in about a week.
Yep.
Dave, how can folks support us in this? How can they pray for us? How can they give specifically into this project and this conference that we're doing?
Well, in fact, financially, there is a need. The conference itself costs about $3,000 to $4,000 because what the Mother Church in Tala, the Redeemed Gospel Church in Tala, does is they house all the people from all the churches on their location and they feed them. And it's a little crazy feeding all those people and housing those people. So it's expensive. And $3,500 for an American conference, that's not much at all. But for this church in Tala, it's a pretty heavy load. So there is a need. There's a financial need. If anyone is able and willing to give, they can go to bridgewood.org. That's the church I'm a pastor of, bridgewood.org. They can find the donate button and can follow how to donate, and there is an option of giving what fund you would like to give to, and you can give to the church in Tala, Kenya. Select that church to the Kenya Mission Fund in Tala. So just check that out, and you too, listeners, you can give to this incredible event that brings hope in life. But we also, we're going into a region that missionaries have not gone to very significantly at all. This city of Tala don't have a whole lot of Caucasian people coming to it, and for sure haven't had white people coming to this area who don't want something from them, but just want to give and to love and to support. Usually in this area, when a white person would come, it would be a businessman who wants to take from them. We're not taking from. We're giving to, and we're loving on them. And so we're breaking into some new territory here in Kenya. And so we need to be covered and to have a heavenly host go before us.
Yes.
Also, there is a ministry that's beginning, and a businessman is coming on our trip who has invented a water purification system. And this system is something that we hope to be able to bless Tala and surrounding regions with, one of these kind of machines. And we hope to be able to see the greatest need in this area is water purification. The water is unhealthy. And so this purification system wipes out all those unhealthy things. And we are looking to see what it would take to really invest in this region with pure water and see 100,000 Kenyans grow in health and their families grow in health, so that when people come to drink the water of life, they're also given pure water. And so we're excited about what that may look like. We Yes. need prayer. We need prayer for that. There's a bigger message here than just pure water.
And you and I are going there kind of on our own dime as well. And if folks want to support Empowerment Institute and help defray some of the costs of our operations, if they're going to do a donation for Kenya and they want to do something for that, they can split that and designate it too.
They can.
And split out for Empowerment Institute and for the Kenyan project.
And they can do it through the Bridgewood page. All they have to do is make a note, split this with Empowerment Institute.
Okay. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's remarkable. And we need help. And the help is not just for us. Yeah, we need help financially. It's expensive for us to go. But a whole region of Kenya will be experiencing the transforming power of this message of mobilizing the church into the marketplace.
Well, Dave, that's about all the time we should take on this. Would you like to just pray about this and pray us out?
Yeah, I'd love to. Lord Jesus, we right now surrender to you. We surrender to your goodness and to your grace. Lord, look at what you're doing. Look at what you've already done. You've placed a passion in Don and in me and 10 other people, dozen other people, to invade a little region outside of Nairobi in Kenya. And Lord, we're going totally out of obedience. And we're trusting, God, that you are going before us. We ask that you would bring all the finances needed, that you would bring, Lord Jesus, all the supplies, everything that we could possibly need. Would you minister to us, Lord, with this? Would you fill us, Lord, with wisdom, with words of knowledge, with prophetic words, with miraculous power, with the power to heal, with tongues and interpretations, with discernment? Lord, would you minister in every anointing that we would need just to touch, to encourage, and to fill? Use us, God. Use this message. Use the message of the marketplace, the kingdom of God advancing. Use this, Lord, so that thousands of Kenyans can come to know you. God, we pray this in the power of Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Dave, as we close, I just want to encourage folks to connect with us online via the Empowerment Institute Facebook page and the One Rock Strategics Facebook page. Connect with us on one or both of those Facebook pages so that you can follow live what's going on the ground in Kenya as we go. We hope to be posting updates, maybe even a Facebook Live type of a feed from there, and possibly get up a podcast live from there.
Amen.
So until next time, I'm DJ Swanger.
I'm Dave Heisinger.
God bless.
God bless.
You've been listening to a special update of our Marketplace Kingdom podcast. This and other episodes of Marketplace Kingdom are available for free online listening, download, and non-commercial redistribution under a 2017 Creative Commons copyright. Other resources are also available for free download at our global ministry website, sevenmountainalliance.webs.com. That's sevenmountainalliance.webs.com. Costs for our ministry activities and podcast are covered by the generous support of listeners just like you. For information on how you can sponsor a podcast or donate to our work, or to find out how you can have one of us as a speaker for your organization or event, email us at empowermentfriends@gmail.com. And if you want to catch up or binge listen to past episodes, they can still be accessed at onerockstrategics.podomatic.com. And be sure to share Marketplace Kingdom with your friends. You can also follow us on our Facebook pages, Empowerment Institute and One Rock Strategics. If you're a Twitter user, you can follow our activity by going to @DJSwanger, and you can join the conversation at #OneRockTribe. That's all for today. So until next time, remember, you are important to Jesus and to his kingdom right where you are.